As though the earth held its breath, all was silent as Tyrone Avery Butler climbed onto the second floor balcony railing. He took barely a second to find his center of balance, long used to accessing it at a moment's notice. A cool evening breeze, tinged with the familiar scent of salted waves, brushed over his face as he carefully moved into a standing position. Beyond the property's fence line, the darkness of the Pacific Ocean blanketed his view like a shroud of black silk. For a moment, he felt he was alone in the world, standing on top of it like a conquering hero, nothing between him and the moon. "Jump!" The command was like a stone being dropped onto the surface of a calm pond. Ripples of unrest fanned out to the other members of the gathered crowd until a chant started up. "Jump! Jump! Jump!" Easing out a steady breath, Ty finally let his gaze lower from the vast black horizon. Below him, the swimming pool was lit from beneath by iridescent blue spotlighting. Not that far down. If he was a little apprehensive, it only added a welcome edge to the adrenaline coursing through him. He'd been dared, after all, and Ty Butler never could resist a dare. As the crowd continued to chant, their voices pounding the air like an extra heartbeat, Ty raised his hands above him, Olympic diver style. Then he caught sight of her. If she hadn't been standing beneath a porch light, he wouldn't have known it was her. Ty couldn't read the expression on her face, but he could see the length of male arm that twined around her waist in a possessive act that made Ty's foot slip. After that, his balance was shot. He did his best to correct it as he hurtled through the air, but the distance between him and the pool was too short. Instead of the graceful feet-first entry he'd intended to make, Ty fell into the water with a splat that he felt on his skin like rug burn. He sank all the way to the bottom before surging back to the surface in a jumble of bubbles and churning water. The sound of laughter mingling with groans of annoyance greeted him. Aaron Sanderson, whose parents owned this house, stepped out from the crowd, his face scrunched tight with mirth.
"You did that on purpose, you funny prick. You drenched the lot of them."
Aaron placed a hand on Ty's head and, with a jovial shove, pushed him back beneath the surface. Remaining underwater, Ty dolphin-kicked to the stairs, easily evading what would undoubtedly be a repeat performance from Aaron, who was well and truly stonkered and not in a condition to know when he was about to piss someone off. His board shorts and t-shirt clung to his body as he stepped out of the pool. His eyes searching the crowd, Ty ripped the shirt off and wrung it out. Someone threw him a towel and Ty caught it one-handed. Partygoers scattered as he moved through the throng with one purpose in mind, to reach the spot where he'd seen her. When he got there, she was gone.
"Shit, man, you look like you're about to run someone over,"
Aaron said, catching up to him.
"These are your mates. What's up?"
Ty wasn't so sure that he'd count everyone here tonight as a true mate. He knew a lot of the partygoers, but only a handful of them meant anything to him. One in particular meant more to him than she should. Summer Campbell. Her name echoed in his mind as he searched the yard. He turned and faced Aaron.
"Did you invite Summer tonight?" "You mean Jasmine's sister?"
Aaron laughed.
"I don't know. I invited everybody. This is your big farewell. We're celebrating your success. Seriously, dude."
Aaron put an arm around his shoulder and jostled him.
"You should be partying hard. What are you asking about Summer for?" "I saw her when I was up on the balcony. She was with someone."
Ty remembered an arm banded around her waist and his fingers curled into fists.
"She shouldn't be at a thing like this. She's too young." "She's what? Only 1 year younger than Jasmine and you?"
True, but it was more than the 14 months difference between the sisters that separated them. Self-possessed, defiant Jasmine would be perfectly at home holding court amongst a mob of halfway out of control teenagers. Quiet, obedient Summer was far out of her depth.